It is the first Friday of the month. It's July 6th.
Yes, already.
It's the 4th of July week. There's always huge things going on for first Fridays, but this week, quite a few tonight. So Katie Marshall joins us from the McCroskey Art Center in downtown Grand Rapids. And thanks for being here.
Just ask her the question, yes or no, are you afraid of mice?
I'm not afraid of mice.
All right,
they startle me sometimes, but I was just listening to that description of their beady eyes, and my son Evo thinks they are so cute.
They are, and they got whiskers. Okay,
I did like the mice. What's the mouse in the motorcycle? That book when I was growing up. And Stuart Little. I was okay with the cricket in Times Square. There's a mouse in there. I mean, all those. I enjoyed them there.
He also likes rats, though. He had a book of scary stickers, and the rats in it he thought were so adorable, he put them on our fridge.
Nice.
They're supposed to be, like, frightening.
All right. I realize I would never have talked about it unless I had to look at the eyes today and hear the sounds. But anyway, Katie, what's going on for First Friday in Grand Rapids?
Excellent segue.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll shift gears. There's a lot going on, of course. It's July. It's going to be a beautiful night. And we have about a dozen different events downtown in Grand Rapids. At the Itasca County Historical Society, they're doing their popular Haunted Mines and Pines Ghost Tour. And that actually starts at 8:30. And it's $10 per person. And it's limited space, so they suggest you register ahead of time for that. At Frame Up, they are going to be hosting children's book author Amy Bissonette, author of Northwoods Girl. And I know she's going to be
later. We'll be talking to her in about 10 minutes.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. At the VFW tonight, they have live jazz from 7 to 10. And their guests are Doug Haining on saxophone and Jay Epstein on drums. Let's see. Wings and Willows is going to be hosting local ceramics artist and designer Jose Sanchez. And sounds like he might be doing a demo there. But he creates custom urns and unique sculptural wall shields from clay and metal. So it'll be fun to see his work. And Jose is a great guy. At Lake Lover Vintage, they have in-house photographer, artist, and author Carol Bowman, who will have an expanded collection of her work, including some new prints, sun catchers, coasters, and puzzles. And at Project Care Free Clinic, they have a whole bunch of different things going on, as usual. They have Lisa Roberts, who's going to be presenting her acrylic pour paintings. Nurse practitioner and aromatherapist Diana Kaczynski will be providing an introduction to the healing properties of essential oils. And Tracy McDowell will be hammering out her display of hand-stamped jewelry creations. So, and of course, they also have refreshments there as well. At the Central Square Mall, they are going to be hosting artwork by the kids from Camp Wanago and We Folks at the YMCA. So that will be fun, I'm sure. Hopefully some of the kids will be able to stop by there as well. And that's going to be on the south wall of the mall. And also in the mall is the shop crafted by Itasca Life Options. And they always have new artwork on display there because they are busy working away. And Mac staff come over once a week and do an art class with them in that space there as well. So you can check out what they have been up to with their latest creations. And then the Village Bookstore also has a book signing, an event with Eunice Wiebolt from 4 to 6 and her featuring her cookbooks, Cooking with Confidence and Cooking with More Confidence. And then Stained Glass with Class is going to be presenting Cindy Bird Designs, and Cindy Ganter of Coon Rapids creates handcrafted birdhouses. I saw some pictures of them online. They're pretty cute. And then Historic Central School, the Artist in Residence will be in. I know Mary Corwin will be up there, and you never know who else you might find up on the third floor in the Artist Loft. So that's the, Brood Awakenings does have an event. I just didn't get it in the flyer, so.
Oh,
make sure to stop by.
it's a friend of mine, art by Heidi Lepala.
Oh, yes. I saw it yesterday on the walls. It looked fantastic. So.
I don't know.
Oh.
And she doesn't want us to talk about it. So there you go. Heidi Lepala.
It's
her first time showing her work, and I'm really excited. She's really talented.
It looked really great on the walls in there, too. Yeah. So, yes, make sure to stop by Brood. They didn't make it on the flyer. We have to have a little...
Who's the artist again, Heidi?
Heidi Lepala.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so that's everything happening.
That's it?
Around.
That's
no, there's
oh,
a few things
no,
at McCroskey.
No, 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 no.
I know.
Yeah.
So at McCroskey, I'm excited tonight. We have food by Applebee's and music by Olivia Skaya, who is back in town for the summer, playing violin. And then we have two new exhibits, as always. In the McCroskey Gallery, we have Joshua Wilichowski, and he has watercolor paintings of beat-up automotive parts.
Oh, that sounds
great.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, it's...
Wow.
It's interesting. They have a lot of negative space, and it's really just focused on the part. They're very beautiful drawings of these less not so beautiful things, but it's a really interesting collection. And we specifically put it in July so we could tie into the whole like car show swap meet thing. But now we actually have to let people know that it's there. But it's really it's a beautiful exhibit.
I love it. That's great.
And then in the Minnesota gallery, we have Marlene Wasuri, who is going to be showing a really unique collection that she has created out of it's origami that she's done with canceled checks from her parents that from the Bovee Bank. So she, I believe, grew up in the area. She lives in Duluth now, but it's this origami of checks. And then basically she was going through all of her parents' old stuff and trying to figure out what to do with all these things. And she's been making art out of it. There's a couple ceramic vases with her mother's jewelry. And
that's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, origami is very difficult, and she's done a very great job with it, but then the material is also really unique, so it's two very interesting collections this month.
Will the artist be there?
Yes, the artist will be there, and they don't have any weather excuses tonight, it's a beautiful night, no blizzards. So.
That's right.
No, we're talking 80 degrees, 70s by the time it opens.
Yeah. Should be a lot of fun. You can find lots more information at MacCrosstyArtsCenter.org or Grand Rapids Arts. grarts.org. Is that right?
Grand Rapids Arts.
Grand Rapids Arts.
That's right.
Okay. And Heidi Leppala is at Brood Awakenings tonight. She's going to kill me.